is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Welcome to another episode of the Hot Zone. We're still on this swollen, flooding river in the Darien in Panama, coming back from Bao Chiquito, the end of the river down there, where all the migrants are coming ashore. And we've been out there all day, and I've been there with the indefatigable Masako Ganaha. So we're going to talk to Masako about what she saw and what she thought about it. So Masako, here you go.
See.
Tell me what you saw and what you thought about it.
So we went to Bajo Chiquito, and this was the place where migrants actually see the first concrete since the Colombia side of jungle. And I saw many men hurting their feet. Actually, they were rotten, and it was red. And so one of our members had to take him to the hospital, which is just a hospital, it's just a building. But there is one doctor, he was from Colombia, and he was talking about the situation that he has there. And I saw, we also distributed many bags to local kids. It was very fun experience.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The kids were very excited.
They were very cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So was it as bad as you thought it might be after hearing the stories?
Yes. And before we got to the place, we saw 16 boats going through other direction, and they were
down
the river. Those ships were full of migrants, and I tried to film them, and some of them waved me, but some of them were hiding their faces. So I think many people have different situation. Maybe some of them escaped from prosecution, maybe, or maybe they are thinking that they're doing bad thing. That's what maybe that describes. And when we saw those people hurting, my heart hurts. But at the same time, I have to realize that this is the other form of invasion, right? So it was hard. It was very sad to see. And I realized that those people who make policy to like open border, everybody can come to the country, they do not tell us the truth, what is happening. And they use our feeling to make their policy, to achieve their goal. And they're using those migrants, actually, to achieve their goals.
Did you get to talk to any of the migrants and ask them about their experience?
I was too busy playing with kids. But I talked to two men from Egypt. And he said, when he noticed that I'm from Japan, he said he tried to get visa. So he went to Japanese embassy in Egypt. So I thought if our embassy gave them visa, what would they have done in Japan? So it's not just a problem within Panama or your country in the United States, but it's also our problem too.
Well, he was living where when he tried to get into Japan?
He said he lived in South Korea for 3 months, and he had visa, working visa.
Uh-huh.
And then after he came back to Egypt, he tried to apply for visa to Japan.
Right. And he said they've also been traveling for 1 year already.
Yes, to Ecuador.
Uh-huh.
And he spent there 1 year. So like you told me before, they had living there, but they are seeking better life because there are many incentives in the United States to make them wanna bet their life in this jungle.
That's right. Is it kind of hard to imagine, or easier to imagine now, how difficult the crossing is now that you've been here in the heat? And you've hiked around a little bit?
Yes, yes, yes. So we took 10 minutes walk up to the hill. They call mobile phone like hill in order to get signal so that they can transfer money through Western Union. So we took this trip, short trip. That was quite a good exercise for me. And 10 minutes was enough.
Yeah. But these people do it for 6 or 8 days with no food.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about the children you saw.
Oh, there are many children. I saw migrant children. They are naked and eating candy. And they have no idea what they've been through. And I can tell that they are just innocent. They are not the ones who made this decision. But when they grow up in Panama or in the United States, eventually, they still have to suffer the consequence, I think. So when I saw those children, it made me realize that I have to think more for what I have.
So say that again. What do you mean?
So when I saw those children, I realized that I was born in Japan, and I'm so blessed to have this, we say normal life, but it's not normal. We have so many merits, and I think I should think more.
Uh-huh. So I guess the question there is, you have to be thankful, but you can't be just generally thankful. Thankful is something you have to be to someone.
Yes.
Right.
It's not like Rari. There is meaning to everything.
Right.
Yes. And I thought I need to do something. Because I was born in Japan and I have my parents and my brother and sister, and I have never suffered. Like I had enough food to eat, and I had a good bed and a house, and I got to travel to United States, and those people do not have a chance, so they are seeking those chance. So I think I have to, in order to think, I need to make action also. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's good. Okay, thank you very much. One more.
May I say one more thing?
Of course.
It's called continue.
Of course.
But what I mean by I need to do something, it's not because it's not to make wrong policy, to make them become enemy.
Right.
They are not enemy, but they are used against us.
Yes.
So actually, when we think about those policies, we are not helping. They are hurting. We are hurting them more. So that's what we have to realize.
Very good. All right, folks, that is the wonderful Masako Kanaha. Thank you very much for coming on with us. And thanks for watching The Hot Zone. This week has been all about Bajo Chiquito and the migrants coming through the Darien Gap. If you'd like to see more of this, you can go to patreon.com/hotzone and support us. You can tip, I guess, on the YouTube channel. I have all these wonderful people in Japan sending me yen.
Yay.
I don't know what to do with yen, but that's great. Thank you very much. And you can subscribe and all that. That always helps. I don't ask for that kind of stuff very often. I probably should ask for it more. But suffice it to say that you want to keep The Hot Zone going. If you get something out of it, let us know somehow, one way or another. You don't have to give money, but just contact us and let us know. We love doing it, and it's fun to help people and make their news a little bit better. That's what we do right here on The Hot Zone. Thanks a lot.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media.
Copyright 2021.